Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
Yo, what's up? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another recap show, Fear the Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about Sunday night's episode. Only 3 episodes left. It feels like they only did like 5 episodes in this season. The episode was called Blood in the Streets. I've got my peeps on the phone. I know particularly one person who needs a flu shot. It's Kristen.
Oh my God.
How you doing, Kristen?
You know, Michael,
you weren't here last week.
No.
Because you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to be on because blah, 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 blah. And I was like, come on, just be on with us. So we have Kristen here today. She is going to be talking Fear of the Walking Dead with us, along with Jesus.
What's up?
What's up, Jesus?
Not much.
Still waiting on those pictures from season 1.
Honestly.
Thank you. And that, honestly, you hear in the background. She just got out of community service. She had to pay something, jaywalking, prostitution. What the hell was going on, Brains? I heard you were at a police station.
I was paying off my speeding ticket, Mike.
Oh, is speeding ticket code word for John?
No.
Okay.
Speeding ticket.
Okay. Just making sure. You know, out of the group. Brancy, you're the wild one. Then, okay. Jesus, no.
Brancy's the wild one?
I was sorry, sir. I know that you're Mr. Hollywood. So
Hollywood. Sorry.
It's like, I go to junkets and premieres. So let's talk about the episode, Blood in the Streets. Where do I start? I just want to start with the Strand flashback. Let's talk Strand.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Strand, I had heard on the internet that there was possibly going to be some type of gay character in the series. I did not see that coming at all. Though, when Strand and Thomas were at the bar and Thomas kind of looked at him and then looked at his lips, I was like, Strand's gay or bisexual. One of the two. What was going through y'all's minds? Did y'all see it coming?
I kind of did when he started taking off his shoes and his jacket in the hotel room.
That's what guys do. I did that to host Jesus like 3 times already.
That's a lie.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus, no. I put him in there. I was like, tuck him in the bed. I like put it under sheets and everything else.
No.
So Kristen, so you didn't see it all. So right when he started taking off the shoes and the jacket, that's when you were like, oh, they're gay.
Well, yeah, because the guy kind of like leaned forward and he was like in his lap. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
He was passing out. He was almost passed out.
Well, he was drunk. He could have been still.
So like when you get drunk. So when you get drunk and you lean forward into a crotch area, are you
trying? I don't drink, Michael.
Oh, that's what is that code word for get smashed? Okay,
no. No.
So Brancy, what was going through your mind? Did you see it from the beginning or are you like Kristen? It was the shoes and the jacket removal.
That's not what it was, but I did not see it coming. My dad saw it coming before I did.
Because he's a guy.
I guess so. He was like, oh, we got another gay love. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's trying to rob him. And he's like, no, look, he's totally looking at him
like that. That is hilarious that your dad's like, hey, dumb, don't you see it? You're like, no, Strand's not a nice guy.
No, that's for real exactly what happened. He's like, do you not see that?
That is hilarious. Hilarious. Dad gets 2 gold stars for that. Bam.
All right.
So, Jesus, watch this.
I saw it coming the same way you did, you know, at the bar. He was being a little bit different than what his character usually is.
Uh-huh.
So you could kind of tell the fact that he was into him a little bit more than just trying to con him out of his money type thing.
Thank you for that reply. Ladies, does it sound like we're talking to AKA Jack on some kind of walkie-talkie radio with Jesus?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You sound like you're on the Abigail right now trying to talk to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that any better?
Move around. Dance a little bit. Move around. Do a little of this. Do this.
I am moving around.
Move the booty. Do a little twerk. Can you twerk a little bit?
No. No twerking.
If you twerk, it'll probably sound better.
No.
Okay, say something. Yeah. I apologize, fans and ladies. Hey, Jesus. Well, you saw it coming, right, Jesus?
Mm. Yeah.
Get it? He saw it coming? Never mind. So I agree. I saw it at the bar. I think it's a guy thing. Ladies, it's obvious that Kristen thought it was the removal of the shoes. Brancy didn't even see it at all. Good thing we have guys on the show to point things out for the ladies. Right, Jesus?
I guess.
Yep.
I'm not even answering this, though,
Kristen. Take this. He gets to be right about one thing, and it's his gaydar. What does that say?
Hey, I'm in touch. I'm in touch with my fam inside. I'm in touch.
Oh, man.
Today's.
I think we've been plenty right about a lot of things.
Ooh!
Okay.
Hey, Seuss. My God. Hey, Seuss just came in with the assist. LA Lakers.
This is a gender war. Listen.
Just because you think you're right. Doesn't mean you're really right.
Jesus really can't talk because we're still waiting for those pictures from last season. So he's lost his privileges.
Dude. Come on.
Wow, Jesus, they say you don't got no balls.
we've been right about a lot of things, and you still keep on going back to one single thing, which is the pictures.
Damn.
Yeah, no, because it's still like Madison, too.
Jesus. True.
Uh-huh. Oh, Madison really stepped up in this episode.
What the fuck did she do?
She was helping Daniel out.
Oh my, Jesus! You gotta give me some sick. You gotta give me some signals. I'm on team Jesus, but when you start doing this shit and don't give me signals, I can't be on your side on this one. What the hell did Madison do?
She was distracting the other girl while Daniel was trying to break free.
Oh, I thought you got when she got her face smashed into the sink. But no, you're talking about that was because of Daniel told her what to do.
Yeah, but still, nonetheless, she went with it.
I know.
She did a great job of it being a distraction.
God, I can't believe you said she did a great job. God, you're like, that's my girl. That's my girl. Well, I mean, she did. She did do a good job, and I think it did help that she's one of those counselors. She's able to get into that girl's mind. But she did bring up a good point. The baby hasn't moved. Do you think it's a zombie baby?
We're never going to find out. She died.
Oh, well, so if she dies, the baby dies. Baby.
Zombie baby.
Baby eats its way out.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Kristen, could be in a wuss.
What?
Let's see what else. Okay, I got to ask y'all. Was it just me that I saw it and probably, I don't know, man, I could be right again, Jesus. Did anyone else see Chris get dissed? That's my question. Okay, Jesus says yes.
Well, by what's her face? Ophelia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. You saw it? I did. Branty?
I was about to say which time. I feel like he got dissed multiple times.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Well, yeah.
Ophelia was, I think he was trying to put the moves on her, but she was like, oh, there's plenty of other girls here on the planet.
Out there somewhere.
So Chris was like, oh, damn it.
Not on the boat.
Yeah, not on this area right here talking to you. Yeah, Chris, I think Chris was trying to do the Mac vibes. And she shot him down. I think she kind of likes Nick.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think Chris is going to be jealous.
Well, Chris needs to calm down. He's trying to get Alicia and now Ophelia. He needs to chill it out.
He's just kind of horny.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know. Hey, Seuss, what do you have to say about Chris? Because I know that you got to talk to these guys at the Fear of the Walking Dead junket. Is he a douche in real life or is he really nice?
He's actually a really cool guy in real life.
Really?
He's nothing like his character.
Interesting. And then Alicia, you met Alicia, right?
Yeah.
How did she smell?
I don't know.
You don't know? Isn't that a reasonable question, ladies?
You can't make him incriminate himself, though, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's a he met what's her face too?
Maggie.
He had tunnel vision.
Oh, that's right. He's like, I'm focused on her. I'm focused on the MILF.
She they
were
shy.
All in different sets, so none of them, you know, we're together.
But you're still not saying anything positive about Alicia.
She has an amazing British accent.
Whatever. Okay, so let's talk about so how was Maddie in person? Come on. You know
the
you want.
The same way she is on the show.
Oh, whatever. Is she really?
Yeah, she's very serious, very, you know.
Bitchy?
I guess a very cold.
Bitchy? You can say it. Bitchy, right? Was she bitchy?
Not necessarily.
Cold?
That's
a
yes.
Isn't cold and bitchy the same thing? Ladies?
No, I mean, everybody else had a very lively personality, and she was just very, this is business, you know?
So you're saying she was blah?
Or
yeah,
bitchy.
No.
I know. Jesus is like, he just texted me right now. He's like, shut up, Mike. I live in this town. See, there you go.
That's a, that's a thing. Can't talk about
it. Chop trying to get me blackballed in Hollywood.
Yeah, can't do that. Can't do that. All right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Maddie did step up to the plate. She did, you know, distract. And but I was hoping Daniel was going to do more damage, but it's obvious because Maddie's the one that stabbed old what's his name? Reed, right? With the pole?
Yep.
She stabbed him.
It was a crowbar, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a crowbar. So that went through his gut, and then Chris decides to be macho. He just picks his times to be macho. The guy's already staked through like a shish kebab, and that's when Chris gets on there.
Yeah.
Do you know who that guy was that was playing Reed?
He looked very familiar.
Jesse McCartney.
No way!
Yeah.
Ah!
When he got on the boat, I was like, I've seen this guy somewhere.
No, what's funny is that I texted somebody and was like, y'all, this guy looks like Jesse McCartney on Fear the Walking Dead. And it turned out to be him, and I was like, shit!
Now,
I can't believe it.
Were you guys fans of Jesse McCartney? Whatever his name is?
Not really. I knew who he was, but...
Damn.
Wow.
Brancy was, you can tell.
I feel like everybody has heard "Beautiful Soul," but that's
yeah. See, that song was good, but then he kind of disappeared.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a song.
Yeah, I'm with Mike on this. I don't know.
It's his song.
Didn't he have a brother? Was it his brother in NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I don't know.
No, you're thinking of Aaron Carter.
That one? Okay. Well, then who's this other guy? So he's just a singer. He had no brothers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See. Yeah, I see it. I have no idea. All I liked is he got staked in the gut. That was cool.
That was great.
The ending was pretty dope. I mean, I guess we can talk about what's his face, but what was going through your mind when all that ruckus was going on? It was like, oh, shit. Dana did it. And all of a sudden, we got a new character named Luis.
Mm-hmm.
Rich guy. Seems like he takes pride in how he looks and what he drives. Dude seems to be some type of Mexican cartel, I think, because he just capped those two people in the head. From I don't know how far away.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that this is the Latin version of Daryl Dixon. I'm glad they picked. I'm glad they picked the Latino, Jesus.
Yeah, I am too.
Makes me feel proud. Ladies, don't hate, please. Cinco de Mayo is coming up. Give us this.
I'm not hating.
Okay, you think he's cute? Y'all think he's cute?
Who?
Luis.
Not really.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far, Mike.
Wow. Really? I thought the girls
that's
would like
sad.
Him. Right.
Yeah.
Why is that sad?
Yeah, how is that sad?
Because y'all thought that Jesse McCarthy is cuter than Luis.
I know. I didn't
said
say
he was
that.
Cute.
Wow.
I didn't say he was cute. I said I recognize Jesse McCartney.
Jesus.
Check your facts.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I'm not feeling the love right now.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I like Luis. I think he's going to be a great asset to the team. It's obvious that he's got some skills. To take out people, which is going to be good. What'd you think about the whole thing with Strand being saved by Maddie? Do you think that was a plan?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I don't think it was a plan between them.
Yeah, you know, I know what I'm saying is do you think that was planned? Yeah, I mean, for me, out of all people to come rolling up on the boat, it had to be Maddie. I thought that was, I can't believe I'm going to say this for Hayden. Hastings is going to be like, yeah. But to me, it was a smart move because now Strand owes her because she got in the boat. She went to go find him. She rescued him. And now you're stuck. You're taking us all to Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's how I look. That's how I took it. I took it as a, you know, it was a smart move on her part.
Yes.
Because it could have been Luis. It could have been anybody.
Yeah.
You know? So what y'all think about Nick? The whole beginning, I thought the boat went down.
Oh, yeah. I was so confused in the beginning.
You know, and then he voluntarily just jumped off the boat to go swim to shore to find this guy.
Yeah.
That, you know, I saw something on Twitter that they pretty much giving props to Nick to be the first one to be the one to realize about the guts.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't told anybody this.
Yeah.
Why is that? What do you think his reason is?
I think he feels like a little bit like empowered because he's the only one that knows it.
You think?
And he could, you know, go off and be alone.
See, I think he's trying to
be happier alone.
I think he's trying to see how far they can take that. Because he keeps, like, he'll put the blood on him and then he stands in front of the zombies or whatever.
It's like a rush.
Yeah. No, but I think he's trying to see, like, what they could get away with by doing that. Because he almost, like, tests it.
I could see that. I could see it as almost like, the way I look at it, is like a rush, you know, like a high.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a substitute.
Yeah. You know, it's like, how far can I, you know, how far can I push it? I'm not going to tell anybody because this is my high. Mm-hmm. That's the way, you know. But I was really impressed the whole beginning. I was like, holy shit, Nick, still fucked up hair and still doing his thing.
Oh, my God, the hair.
He's got to have shampoo on that $10 million yacht. He's got to have shampoo on there.
It looked better when he first got out of the water, though.
Oh, you know what? And I was already, as soon as it started, he crawled out. I was like, oh, I can hear the girl screaming now. Yeah. So that's cute, right? So Nick's cuter than Luis. They're like, who's Luis? Did you forget Luis again?
No.
So who's cuter, Luis or Nick?
If I had to pick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nick. Yeah. Okay. Brancy?
I mean, I would pick Nick, but his hair is just a disaster. That would have to change.
And y'all would change it, of course, because y'all are women.
That's right.
Cut
that air off.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to see my notes here. What else? I mean, that's pretty much that's what I have. I mean, you know, Alicia, did any of y'all think that Alicia was stupid for what she did on the walkie-talkie to bring this whole Connor crew, Jack crew to the boat?
See, I wrote down on my notes that it was stupid, but they don't know what they're doing yet. They don't know what they're dealing with. So it's like I don't think she really thought about what the outcome might be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it was stupid, and obviously a stupid outcome occurred.
Right.
But at the time, I think she was just looking for someone to talk to. I mean, put yourself in a teenager's shoes at that time. You know, I would be freaking out, too.
I think you're giving her too much. Branson, what were you going to say?
No, I think she was completely stupid for it. I've been saying that since she did it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can kind of see where, you know, she's a teenager, but I would have thought that she would have, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ, common sense. She's got common sense.
Right. Yeah.
You know, she wants to stick up and save people and don't let people die, but you have no idea who's on the other side. Like, come on, she had the internet. It's the same thing. Could have been a weirdo on the other side of that walkie-talkie. And she went and had to have the conversation. And then, I don't know, it's something's weird about it because – like, she really thinks that she can talk. I mean, it's obvious that she threw out her vagina pretty much and was like, I want to be with you. Look it down here. And then he's like, ding dong. You know, he's got it. But I don't know. I just think just the way that she handled it all, even like when they were going to shoot Strand in the boat, she didn't have no emotion at all. She didn't tell him to stop. She didn't, you know, try to stop the shooting or anything like that. She just let it happen. Like, I don't know. I don't know what – I mean, she's good. She's like Jennifer Lopez. Just don't talk and let me just look at you. She's pretty. But, like, when she talks, so annoying. And I know Jesus better.
Well, yeah. My thing about that part was when she's listening to them before she comes back from underneath the boat, shouldn't she have known who this person was since they had been talking for so long?
Yeah. Well, she got on pretty quick when they got on the boat.
Yeah.
She did, but I think she should have realized it beforehand and noticed that something was going to go down.
Yeah, but she wasn't out there.
You know, yeah, remember she was downstairs in her bed looking hot.
Yeah, and she was listening to them talk to them.
Oh, so you're saying while she was downstairs, she should have recognized the voice?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Really? Do you not think so? Is that giving her too much credit?
She is the offspring of Maddie, so probably not. I think you're giving her too much. I think it was just kind of muffled. I think she was kind of trying to figure out what was going on, but I don't know. I think the way that she handled the entire thing shows you the lack of an experience. And maybe that's what it is, what Chris is talking about. Maybe it's just being the teenage girl. I don't know. Just for some reason, it all became about her all of a sudden. It was like, oh, you lied to me? What about your girlfriend? And I'm like, you're asking about y'all's walkie-talkie and your family's tied up upstairs.
Yeah, but I think she's playing him.
No, she is. She is. But I think she just – I don't know. I just think just everything about that whole thing, what she did was just from the beginning to, but you know, I don't know. And then the episode next week, it looks like Travis is like, hey, if you got to give up the booty, do it. And you know, for her to escape, you know, so I don't know. I think she's going to have to be like, I'm sleepy, come lay down. And then she's going to have to do something. Now, if she saves the day, will all of y'all be like, go, Alicia, we like you now? Or do y'all still think she's an idiot? Okay, I'll take that as an idiot. All right.
No, it's just harder to answer than that. It takes more than, like, one good idea to make you an awesome character when you've been stupid the whole time.
That is true. So even
I really don't have anything against her. It's just that, you know, she's made a couple of mistakes.
Of course not. Of course you
don't. I mean, yeah, I don't like hate her or anything, but the whole walk-talkie thing is just messed up to begin with.
Yeah, and I blame the parents too. I mean, come on. Yeah. They should have been, don't get on the damn walkie-talkie. They knew she was hiding out everywhere, talking on the freaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, stupid. But you know what? I think you're absolutely right. I think it's still fresh. Everybody doesn't know. And I think they're learning very quickly that you can't trust anybody. I was hoping we'd see a little bit of Alex in the little burn boy on the boat, but we didn't get any of that. So I don't even know where the hell they went drifted off to.
That was messed up, by the way.
That ending, Jesus Christ.
And they barely talked about them too, so that's kind of sad.
Huh?
They barely even talked about them.
I know. Well, Travis was trying to, but of course Maddie's like, no, I like black guys. And go ahead and what are you going to do? She's going to wind up getting with Strand. She's going to try. And then all of a sudden, Strand's going to be like, I like penis, Maddie. Travis has
when
it better.
When it comes to that, do you know, Strand is a con? Do you think this is like probably going to be his biggest con? Because he's more than happy to leave his partner, you know, for L.A.
We didn't understand it. All I heard was con.
Yeah, do you not think it's his biggest con? Like,
do you think he's conning the family?
He was happy to leave. No, not the...
I think he means con as in pro and con. Like, his biggest fault is leaving.
Oh, LA. I mean, he didn't hesitate. Because at first, I'm not going to lie, I really thought, when it flashed back to that scene, I really thought that was Nick in the boat. And that's why he... you know, jumped in the ocean and then he, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's how
I thought so too, yeah. Mike.
And then when we saw the picture of, you know, Strand, I was like, oh shit, that's Strand. Like, damn, he didn't waste no time jumping off that boat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, was he doing that because he was fearful? Or was he doing that because he knew that he had to get on the island to meet up with, you know, Luis? You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think Strand can be a little bit douchey. But I think even like when he was talking to Maddie last episode, and you know they were kind of going back and forth about the trust thing, you know, and it does put Strand in a kind of messed up situation because like he is the outsider out of everybody. So, do you blame him not trusting them and going and doing? I mean, it's obvious that he's got Luis. It's obvious that Thomas, his mom, they're on Mexico, so they're some. Well, they think right now that they're safe, you know. So. Is it wrong for Strand to jump off the boat and try to go meet with his boyfriend and everybody else? I don't know. Y'all think that was a dick move?
If you compare what the other people would have done in that situation, I think they would have warned him somehow. Mm-hmm. Like, without just leaving him.
Okay. All right. Dick move, Branty?
I mean, I guess I can see how it is, but honestly, he doesn't really owe anything to any of these people, so I can't blame him for trying to save himself. Really, I can't.
No. Brancy's ruthless today.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Brancy.
He already let them on his boat, so I feel like he's already done enough for them that he owes them. You know, he doesn't owe anything now.
I mean, even Luis brings it up at the end. You know, like, we don't need Strand. He's like, well, Strand didn't need you guys, and here you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which is, I think it's true. Hey, Seuss, dick move? Are you team Brancy and Mike, or are you team Kristen?
I agree with Brancy and Mike.
That's what I thought.
Hey.
Yeah, he definitely didn't owe anything, and I think by sticking around, he would have put himself in danger.
That's true. That is true. And you know what? If you got loved ones on the other side in Mexico, I'd be like, you got the boat. I'm out of here. You know, I'm just wondering how he's going to explain it when he gets back. Well, you've got Luis there, but when he gets back, he's probably going to be like, well, the keys fell in the boat, and the boat started drifting, and I jumped in, and then it started drifting away. So,
or maybe he's going to explain it by, oh, I wasn't coming back for you guys.
Yeah, he could. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens next week. Man, we only got 3 episodes left.
In the whole season or just in the first half?
Well, maybe it is the fourth, because there were like 3 more episodes left in Fear of the Walking Dead. So is there a half? Is there like a, is it one of those things where they, we?
No, there's only 10 episodes this season, so.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So we'll probably get to Mexico, and that's when it'll end, the cliffhanger in Mexico. Now, hey, Susie, you've been watching these episodes before they air, right? Because you have access because you're Mr. Hollywood?
Yeah.
So have you already watched next week's episode?
Nope. It's probably up tonight.
Okay. I think if you're listening, he said it's probably going to be up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Sus. All right. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
I think we're good, right?
Yeah.
Kristen, are you mad because Jesus didn't join your team, or are you good?
No, I'm good on my own team.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Why are you twisting my stuff? I meant that I'm okay having my own opinion.
What? Do you see that, guys? Like, I don't know what's going on here with Kristen, guys. Francie, is it that time? Francie.
Yeah?
Is it that time of the month?
Oh, my God. Okay. You can't just say that every time somebody gets mad.
I'm just... Sometimes she's
like, wait, but nobody's mad. Oh, my God.
Time to see?
You guys are driving me crazy.
That is a sip. Let me look up right now. Menstrual.
No, that cycle, already passed, Mike. Symptoms, that time already passed.
Anger, moodiness, bloating. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, I think that's it. Scale of 1 to 10. Or should we do scale 1 to 5? Because I'm sure that we're all going to write our reviews on good shows. You want to do 5? Hey, Seuss, 1 to 5.
5.
Brancy.
I'm going to say 5, too. I really liked this episode.
I'm going to go with 5. And that's about it, everybody. I think we're done. I was afraid to ask you, Kristen. I didn't know if you would. You want to? Kristen.
5.
5! Kristen agrees with us. Sweet Jesus. All right, so I think we're done with this recap, right?
I think so.
Yep.
We'll be back next week, the talk. Hopefully everybody will be on board. And 3 episodes left in Fear of the Walking Dead. Oh, I got to send a shout out to our for sure one fan that listens to us. I got a tweet. I wanted to mention this last week, but I totally forgot. His name is Jesse J. And he goes by JJames3117. He's like, hi, I just want to say I just recently found your podcast for Fear of the Walking Dead. Keep it up. I'm enjoying listening. How cool is that? And Kristen said we didn't have one freaking fan.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, Kristen.
Sometimes. I didn't say that.
Hey, Jesus, please do me a favor and send Kristen a edible arrangement this week if you can, please. She loves pineapples and grapes. So I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jesus, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, find you, read you, all that good stuff.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and my blog, dysfunctional.com.
Sweet, Brancy!
You can find me at VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram, and also Good Shows app.
Sweet! And Kristen!
According to Kristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. And on Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. You can find me at blog iWatchMike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook, of course. You can find us here on audioboom.com. If that's where you're listening, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And shout outs to the VRO.com. They're going to be sharing our show on there as well. So we're going to, what's up? And I think that's it, right? And of course, Good Shows. If you haven't downloaded it, do it. All 4 of us are on there. If you're a fan of TV Tag and Get Glue, it's absolutely for the free for the iPhone users. It's coming soon to Android. I wanted to read some of their reviews on there, but Kristen just texted me and said, hurry up. So I don't know what that means.
We got to get the show now. No, I didn't.
It's Kristen. All right. I guess we're done now. Everybody have a great week. And we'll be back next Monday night. Hopefully everybody will be here. And it's kind of scary.
And we'll be getting along better next week, hopefully.
Whoa, whoa. Don't make it so – see, whoa. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
God damn, Kristen.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.